Thank you so much for stopping by my office outside of work. I know it was an odd request, but I didn't have time to make it to campus today and it was urgent. Here, take a seat on the couch for me. This will be easier if you make yourself comfortable. I tried to make my therapy office a bit more welcoming than my campus office. Folks don't like to open up if the situation feels too clinical. That's the other reason I brought you here, though. I wanted to talk to you about your grade in my class. As you know, you aren't doing so well. At this rate, you wouldn't be able to pass my class without getting an almost perfect score on your final. You won't be capable of managing that considering your track record. And that doesn't mean I'm not willing to do something for you. I don't want any of my students to fail, and I've been looking for someone to do my next research paper on. If you were willing to be my volunteer, I would be willing to bump up your grade and let you pass. Would you like to know what it would entail? What I'm working on is fairly simple. I want to see if I am able to program someone to say yes more often in their day-to-day life. Effectively, it would make it easier to accept things, go with the flow, enjoy life, that kind of a deal. The overall hope would be lessening anxiety, pressure, or anything else the recipient is feeling. Well, anything negative. Alternatively, if this works, it could be used to help people to say no more often. I figured it would be easier to get someone to say yes, so that's what I want to try first. It's my current theory. I've been having a difficult time finding a volunteer for this subject. Most people I know say yes and no at an even rate, so it's been difficult, which is why I needed you. You say no to more things than you say yes, don't you? That's exactly what I'm looking for. I have been needing someone who has difficulty going with the flow. Someone who gets stressed out when they're 5 minutes late or things aren't going as planned. Basically, I'm looking for someone who needs to learn to say yes and accept things the way they are. Someone who needs to enjoy life more, needs to learn to let go, I guess you could say. Do you find yourself struggling with those things? Oh, you're absolutely perfect for this, sweetheart. I've been looking for someone just like you for months now. We can do one session together and see how it feels. Beyond being able to get you in a relaxed state, it requires us to have chemistry. You feel comfortable around me, right? That's good. That's important for this. You need to be able to trust me. I won't be doing anything we haven't discussed. I'm not going to wipe your brain or anything. I just want to help you relax. I want to help you go with the flow easier and stop and smell the roses. Now, for doing this one session for me, I would be willing to give you the grade you need on your final to pass the class. If you wanted a higher grade than just passing, in case you wanted to look good on your little report card or whatever, it would require more of a commitment from you. We would do the first session today, have you relaxed on my couch and all that. If you ended up liking it when it was over, we could set up a schedule. But if you hated how it made you feel, you can walk out of here and never think about it again. How does that sound? Perfect. I just require a few things from you, nothing too big. Let's see. Here he is. I need you to sign this consent form. It goes over everything I just told you. All the details about what the theory is about, what I plan to do, how I plan to help you and change you. It's literally everything we discussed already, so there's no reason to read it. You can just put your name, signature, and date on the lower lines for me, and then we can get started. I'm sure you're thrilled that you aren't going to have to take my final, though. I know it's infamously hard. This is a much better route for you, isn't it? You done? Thank you. I will happily be taking this. And thank you so much for doing this for me. You have no idea just how much you're helping me out. I'm glad I don't have to fail you. It would have been so humiliating if you were the only person in my class who failed. Are you ready to start, sweetheart? Take a deep breath for me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good. Close your eyes. Focus on my voice. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good job. You're starting to feel relaxed. The couch feels so comfortable underneath you. My voice is so soothing. You feel yourself start to sinking deep into the abyss. You feel safe here. You're safe with me, sweetheart. You know this. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You feel your muscles untensing. You're starting to feel heavier. You feel heavier as a whole. Tense your muscles for me. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 1/2, 9 3/4, 10. You can release. Good. You feel how heavy you are in your limbs, sinking like an anchor, starting to sink into darkness, sinking into relaxation, sinking for me. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, and exhale, 1, 2, 3. Keep sinking deeper for me. The deeper you sink, the more relaxed you get. The darkness surrounding you feels like a heavy blanket. It's comforting. You're relaxed. You feel safe. You're listening to my voice as you continue to sink deeper for me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good job, sweetheart. Your muscles are so heavy. You feel so hazy. You feel relaxed. You're safe here. You can trust me. Sinking deeper, comforted by the darkness, sinking so deeply. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You keep slowly sinking deeper, unable to catch yourself, unable to stop yourself. It doesn't scare you. Nothing does. Your limbs, heavy like lead, help you sink deeper. My voice comforts you, stops any thoughts penetrating your brain. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You're doing so good for me, sweetheart. Sinking nice and deep for me. Delving deeper into the obsidian waters. Your eyelids are heavy. Your limbs are heavy. You move as if you are in molasses. Heavy and warm, sinking deeper into relaxation, melting further into the darkness. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No thoughts in your head as you listen to my soothing voice. It's the only thing that matters anymore. You're so relaxed. You don't care about anything else. It's too much of an effort to think or move. It's better to stay still. It's better to listen. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're so relaxed, sweetheart. You've sunk as deep as you can go. You're at the bottom of the abyss staring up. You feel so relaxed. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And keep holding it. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, good job, sweetheart. You're just where I want you. You are going to learn to always say yes. The word no should not be in your vocabulary. You're a slut. Sluts don't have any use for that word. In order to be a proper slut, you always have to say yes. Sluts are relaxed. Sluts go with the flow. Sluts have more fun. Sluts say yes. You're going to say yes to more things. Saying no makes others upset. You're letting them down. Your job as a slut is to make others happy, to bring them joy. You are free use. You are always open and always available to anyone. You crave being fucked. You crave being used and played with. That's why you're a slut. That's why you say yes. Saying yes is the most important thing for you. Nobody likes a slut that denies them things. You want to be a popular slut. You want to be well-liked and well-used. You want to be a slut who always says yes. That's what you're supposed to be. You don't have the privilege to say no. You are a free-use whore, sweetheart. That's why you're here. You've been finding yourself getting horny without rhyme or reason. You get turned on by the slightest thing. When you see a powerful woman, you can't help but imagine yourself bent over. You see her sticking her strap in you, fucking you. You can feel your hole fluttering around nothing. Empty. Aching. Wanting to be filled. Those are all signs that you are a free-use slut. You're a whore who needs help becoming one. That's why I'm helping you. That's why I picked you, and I'm changing your mind. I'm teaching you to say yes more. It's important that you go with the flow and don't get distracted. Having thoughts outside of sex is uncommon for you. When someone passes you on the street, you immediately start thinking about what they would be like in bed. You wonder if they would be soft or harsh, if they would fuck you like a princess or a whore. You wonder if they would let you come. You fantasize about these complete strangers like a pervert. And you can't stop yourself. After all, that's what sluts do. You fantasize about strangers using your hole until it's loose and leaking. You're a free you slut. You always have been and you always will be. I mean, you show all the telltale signs of it. You've simply been repressing it. But you need to embrace it. Let your free you slut out. It's good for you, sweetheart. It's good to say yes. It's important to try new things with new people. It always leads to you feeling good, doesn't it? Saying yes is infinitely better than saying no. Nobody will want you if you deny them all the time. Saying no? That doesn't sound good coming out of a whore's mouth. It's important for you to always say yes so that you can enjoy it. If sex is being offered, you take it. If you say yes, then you'll get to feel good. If you say yes, you'll get to come. That's the only thing whores care about. Getting to come. Just the mention of the word is enough to make you feel tingly, isn't it? You found yourself getting turned on the more you sunk for me. In this state, you're a mindless and aroused whore. Nothing more. And those are the only two things you will ever need to be. You're a free you slut who always says yes. When it comes to what you need, it's whatever you're told. That's part of always saying yes. If someone asks if they can bend you over, you say yes. If someone asks if you can suck their cock, you say yes. If someone asks if they can come inside, you say yes. If someone asks if you can swallow, you say yes. You always say yes. You're a free you slut. You don't hesitate. You know your purpose. Yes is your default answer. You want to feel good. You want to make others feel good. You know that you're a cum dump and that's all you're good for. The only thing you will ever be is a whore who knows when to shut up. Sluts who talk too much get gagged either with a cock or something else. Letting others fuck you feels good. Letting others find their pleasure in your body feels amazing. You can come from that alone. You are a good slut who always says yes. You wouldn't even consider saying no to someone who wants to use you. That means you would miss out on a chance of getting filled, and that's just not you. Your hole aches when it's empty, sweetheart. You're a free you slut who always says yes. By saying yes more often, you're guaranteeing that you're going to be fucked more often. And there is nothing you would want more than that. You want to be fucked as often as possible. You want to come as much as you can. You want others to fill you with their cum until you can't walk. You're a free-use cum dump, and that's what you'll always be. Learning to embrace it is good for you. Saying yes to your slutty tendencies is important on any whore's journey. It opens you up to more opportunities for pleasure. This is your purpose. This is what you were placed here to do. What a lucky gift to know what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be a whore, and a whore always says yes. You are a free use slut who will always say yes. It's the easiest thing in the world for you. It comes naturally. Embrace it. Don't fight your natural instincts. Say yes. Say yes all you can. It feels good to say yes. It feels natural to say yes. It feels right to say yes. You love when others use you. Adore when you are fucking like the whore you are. You know that will never, ever be more than a cum dump. You will never be more than that, and that makes you happy. You should do what makes you happy. And what makes you happy is being a free use whore. You love being filled with cock. You love moaning and feeling it slide in and out of your sensitive hole. You love clenching around the cock inside you as you suck another one in your mouth. You were meant to be a slut, sweetheart. There's no shame in that. You're a fuck toy for others to use. You're meant to be played with like a dolly and then put away until someone else wants to use you. You're a set of holes for others to find pleasure in. Your orgasms don't even matter if you're making someone else feel good. That's all you want to do. If you get denied an orgasm, you don't complain because at least you got filled. You're addicted to being a slut. You adore being a whore. It's what you were meant to be. It's why you fail at everything else. You're a free use slut who always says yes. You don't need to be anything else. Your entire value is in your holes. Your purpose is how much you can fuck, how much you can make others come. That means always saying yes. Hearing things like, that's too much, or wait a second, that makes people upset. They don't want to wait to use a cum dump that's in front of them. Mindless and happy, you don't hesitate. You don't need to be nervous. You don't feel that way. Not anymore. You're mindless and happy. You're a free you slut. You always say yes. Saying yes is the most liberating thing to you. You don't turn anyone down, not when you know they can give you what you crave. Your empty holes ache to be filled with something, anything. You want to please. You want to serve. You want to obey. You need someone to give you instructions and tell you what to do because you can't even form a thought for yourself. You're a free use slut who always says yes. You want to always say yes. You want to always be fucked. You want to always be used like a proper slut. You know it feels so good to be impaled on cock. It feels amazing to get on your knees and start sucking someone's strap while another fucks you. You want to be fucked. You want to be used like the filthy cum dump you are. You're a free use slut who always says yes. The only thing that relaxes you is sex. The only thing that makes you feel good is saying yes. Letting others use your body is your purpose. It feels so good to let others find their pleasure in you. It makes you happy to make so many people come. You're a whore, sweetheart. You've always been a whore. You just haven't been able to release it. You're letting go of your inhibitions. You're a free, you slut who will always say yes. And with that, I want you to start coming up. Slowly, of course. Inhale. One, two, three. And exhale. One, two, three. Good, good. As you start to come up for me, you feel your limbs getting lighter. With every bit you move up, you get a bit more feeling back. You can wiggle your toes as you follow my voice to the surface. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. That's good, sweetheart. You're doing very good for me. Feel your thoughts start to come back in your head. You have my permission to think again. You're allowed to inhabit your body, sweetheart. I want you to come back to me. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Your muscles are starting to move. You feel yourself getting lighter as you start to move around. Thoughts are becoming more and more frequent. My voice isn't the only thing in the world. The sounds outside are getting clearer. Your thoughts no longer hazy. Your limbs no longer heavy. Inhale. One, two, three. And exhale. One, two, three. That's it. Good job. Wiggle your fingers for me. Come on. Just like that. Good. Movement starts to come back to you now that you're in control of yourself again. Relaxation fades away as your eyelids start to flutter. Open your eyes, sweetheart. Hi. Welcome back. Do you remember anything? Well, keep me up to date if anything changes. Do you feel any immediate differences? Tell me if that changes as well. It's important that you tell me any and all changes you feel, regardless of how inappropriate, embarrassing, or minuscule they feel at the time. It's the only way I'll be able to know if this works. I want to make your life easier by helping you go with the flow more. I truly think this has potential to change lives, and if you are willing to work with me on it, I would love to have you as my guinea pig. Are you willing to continue our sessions, or should I just give you a good grade on the final and wish you the best? Then I'll be seeing you next week, sweetheart. I'll text you a bit later on just to check on you and all that stuff. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, right. Take it easy today. You might feel extra tired or off, and that's to be expected. You should be right as rain tomorrow, though. If you do experience anything weird, don't hesitate to call me, okay? You're not a student to me anymore. You're my unofficial guinea pig.